It's Monday, October 17th, 2011. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Bring out the summer in me. Bring out the colors you see. Bring out your comic book smile you wore as a child. Bring out the answer to me. A 180 degree. Turn around seasons and days. Let's get lost in the haze. I've been set in my ways. Bring out the answer to me. Something more has happened today. I love you, it turned out that way. So what can I say? Remember the time that I found, for you it meant nothing at all. Playing at dead man's ball, you ran down the hall. Bring out your caricatures. Bring out the best of what's left. A description of you, they laughed and not fading away. It means something to me.
Back there. Fun song to start off this episode of The Sounds of My Head with. It's Stevie Jackson from Glasgow, Scotland, best known as being a prominent member of Belle and Sebastian for many years, ever since the beginning. Stevie Jackson, he's one of the holdouts. He's been in the band the whole time, and he's great. I always really enjoy him in a concert with Belle and Sebastian. Now he's got a solo release. It's an album called I Can't Get No Stevie Jackson, and it's not that awesome, actually. A lot of it sounds kind of like Prince or something. I don't care for it, but I do like that song we just heard. It's called Dead Man's Fall, and it's got the 60s thing going on. He's got a lot of songs with the 60s thing going on. I like that. That's some good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, how about from Los Angeles, California, Foster the People? They were originally called Foster and the People, because the kid's name, his name is Foster, but he was going to be Foster and the People, but then people just kept hearing Foster the People, and he's like, yeah, you know, Foster the People, that works. So he changed the name of the band, and they're great. And I did some special episodes, and I just haven't gotten a chance to put them on, but turns out they're famous. I think they're pretty famous because they were on Saturday Night Live. And I think if you're on Saturday Night Live, then you're like Justin Bieber or something, right? And so you're famous or something. I don't know exactly the rules, but it seems like they might be famous. So I better just go ahead and put them on. And I really like them a lot. They're better at choruses than non-choruses. You know what I mean? Like the song, it's kind of like you're waiting for the song to really become something. And then suddenly the chorus is just awesome. They're good with that stuff. So we're going to hear two tracks. First one, probably their biggest hit. It's called Pumped Up Kicks. and it's a dark song about guns, really, gun violence and troubled teens. That's kind of what it's about, I think, but it's a good song. I really like it a lot. It's the best song on the album, and I think everybody knows that. Then we're going to hear a song called Waste. It's also quite good. It's all from their album debut called Torches, which I recommend picking up if you like the old, you know, MGMT kind of sound. It's good stuff. So check it out. Here we go. Foster the People with Pumped Up Kicks and Waste right now on The Sounds in My Head.
muscles and our legs aren't used to all the walking. I know if you could snap both your fingers, then you'd escape with me. But in the meantime, I'll just wait here and listen to you when you speak or scream. And every day that you want to waste, that you want to waste, you can.
Thank you.
Very, very delightful music right there by a band from Albuquerque, New Mexico, called A Hawk and a Hacksaw. The songs we heard were Manathelo Ina Andra and Espanola Colo. They're both from their album called Serventine, and they're pretty awesome. They sound like they're from the Balkans. That's kind of, you know, what they're going for very successfully. And you wouldn't know it. They're all just from Albuquerque. You know, they're not like, they're not actually from any, they're not foreign. They're just extremely talented at pretending. And I saw them. The reason I put them on the show, I picked up their album there at the merch table. It's very nice, letter-pressed album art. It's very high quality. And great album. It's really good. They're even better live, I gotta say. You definitely gotta see them live. They play an instrument that looks like a violin with a horn on it. It's like you play the violin, but it's a horned instrument. I don't even know what it was. I've never seen anything like it. It was crazy. Anyway, lots of accordions. It's awesome. I love it. It's really good. And the guy who's in it, he used to be the drummer back in the day for the Neutral Milk Hotel. And you see, I saw them playing when they opened for Jeff Mangum of the Neutral Milk Hotel recently. And pretty incredible show. I had some pretty hot seats, I gotta say. I had some pretty good seats. And the show was awesome. It was really good stuff. And so I thought, hey, I should put on the Neutral Milk Hotel and Hawk and a Hacksaw. So that's what I'm doing. So speaking of Neutral Milk Hotel, you might be wondering, that's weird. I didn't think Neutral Milk Hotel ever played shows, and they don't. They've been broken up for like a decade or more. More, really, than a decade. But Jeff Mangum, you see, he's got this box set coming out. It's called the Neutral Milk Hotel box set. And it's got all of their stuff they ever released on vinyl and some stuff they never released before and some posters and all this stuff. It's pretty great. And there's a website for it. And I'm just going to say this right now. My cuter half made the website for it. It's a pretty fine looking website. You should look that up. It's pretty good. Anyway, and so this box set, it's got some unreleased material. One of the songs that's unreleased, it's coming out in this box set, is called You've Passed. And it was recorded back in the day when he was recording all the other stuff that was on various earlier albums. So anyway, it's an old song, but it's just never been released before. And it's quite good, You've Passed. So what we're going to hear is right now we're going to hear You've Passed. And then we're going to hear For Good Measure, In the Airplane Over the Sea, the title track from the album In the Airplane Over the Sea. One of my favorite New Jim Lucatel songs. And one that Jeff Mangum playing live is quite a sight to see. It's pretty awesome. So here we go. Two songs by Neutral Milk Hotel. First, You've Passed from the box set. Then, In the Airplane Over the Sea, also from the box set, but available now on the Neutral Milk Hotel In the Airplane Over the Sea album. And actually, at the website, you can stream You've Passed right now. So check these two songs out. Go to the website and pick up that box set. It's pretty going to be pretty great. It's all vinyl, so it's really more of a collector's item, probably, unless you're a big vinyl head who plays records all the time. But anyway, it's pretty... I'm talking a lot. Here we go. Neutral Milk Hotel. Sounds in My Head.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here. That sounds from the street. There are lights in the clouds and his ghost all around. Hear a voice as it's rolling and ringing through me. Soft and sweet, how the notes all bend and reach above the tree.
My fault, and in a way I guess it was. I'm just now finding out what it was all about. We moved to the West Coast, away from everyone. She never told me that you called. Back when I was still in love, till I opened my eyes and walked out the door, and the clouds came tumbling down. And it's bye-bye, goodbye, I tried. And I twisted it wrong just to make it right. Had to leave myself behind, and I've been flying high all night. So come pick me up. I've landed. Ever made. understanding, 'cause I've been on some other planet, so come pick me up. I've landed.
Talk about landed.
Landed. That is the sound of a song that was supposed to be hit. My record label felt that I wasn't finished with the album Rockin' the Suburbs and that I needed a hit. So they said, okay, when you write a radio song, we'll put the album out. So what did I do? Song after song after song. None of it was working for the label. So finally I called them up and I said, What Elton John song do you want me to write? Because I'll do it. I just want to be finished. And they said, Tiny Dancer. Cue that up.
Cue up Tiny Dancer?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have it. There it is.
Okay, you don't have to cue that one up.
Let's move it along.
From far. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
I love that song. But before it, we heard two songs by the one, the only, Ben Folds from North Carolina. We heard the Strings version of Landed, such a great song, and I love the Strings version of it. And then we heard Such Great Heights, a cover of the Postal Service right there. Both are from his brand new 3 or 4, depending on where you buy it, album box set called The Best Imitation of Myself, a retrospective. And it's awesome. It's got all these, it's kind of like greatest hitsy kind of stuff, but then it's got alternate versions of all these things and live songs that you've never heard the recordings before and bonus stuff. It even, if you recall, a long time ago, I did an episode of, I don't remember, I think it was like Before They Made It, I think was what the episode was about. And I had the demo version of Underground, Ben Folds' first hit. I heard the demo version on there, which was, I think I'd gotten it off Napster or something in like the 90s. But anyway, it's that song in much better quality is released on this box set, so it's really good. So I was talking about Neutron Milk Hotel box set, thought I'd put something on from the Ben Folds box set, and there you have it. It's really awesome. If you like Ben Folds, you can't go wrong with this thing. I mean, it's just, it's like, you know, hours of great music by Ben Folds, much of which you've never heard before, or just alternate versions like that Landed with the Strings. I'm such a fan of that. I was surprised he didn't put on the version of Kate with Strings, because that's like one of the best things he's ever done, I think. And I don't know if that ever got released. I don't remember where I got that. Anyway, okay. The song we just heard, though, right before I started talking, was Cat Stevens with T for the Tillerman, song title track to that album. And I put that on because Cat Stevens was one of Steve Jobs' favorite bands. And, you know, Steve Jobs died a couple weeks ago, and it made a lot of us sad. If it didn't make you sad, then you suck, I guess, is what I'm saying. But it made me pretty sad. And so I thought I'd do some Steve... I was thinking about doing just a Steve Jobs episode, but then I realized I didn't really like classic rock enough, you know? Because, I mean, I like almost all the songs he likes. I do like all those songs. But I just didn't want to do an entire episode where it's like, hey, you've heard every single one of these songs before a million times, and, you know, there's really nothing new here except that Steve Jobs liked them all too. So I decided against doing a special episode, and I could have done some sort of Steve Jobs-themed episode where I had songs about Apple stuff or something, but that just seemed kind of lame, too. And so I just decided to tack on some stuff about Steve Jobs. There's some stuff in the episode about Steve Jobs, and then we get a couple songs here at the end. So T for the Tillerman, one of my favorites, and I think he liked that one, too. And then, of course, the Beatles here with Lovely Rita, and that's what I'm going to finish up the show with. And let me play a clip from Steve Jobs when he first debuted the iPhone to everyone. He used the iPhone to play some Beatles music from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which is what this song is from. And I'll just let Steve talk about it here for a second, and then we'll hear the song.
And if I want to pick somebody, let's say I want to pick the Beatles, I just tap them, And here's the Beatles songs with their albums right here. Want to play Sgt. Pepper's? I just hit Sgt. Pepper's right there. And a little help from my friends. Look at this gorgeous album artwork here. Of course, I got a volume control. Now, I've got a little button up in the corner right here. You can see in the upper right-hand corner, I can hit that and flip the album art around. Here's all the other songs back here. And I can play Lovely Rita if I want to. Flip it back around. Very simple. Right, I can set some stars back here just by setting the arrows. Right, that's a 5-star.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Judy is a Dick Slap by Bell and Sebastian from their Legal Man EP. I also talked over Before Cologne by Ben Folds from his Way to Normal album, and Norwegian Wood by The Beatles as covered by Buddy Rich from his album Big Swing Face. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, please feel free to tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com, send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com, or just become a fan on Facebook where you can leave comments on the wall. You can do stuff in Facebook. It works out well, the whole Facebook thing. I recommend that. What else? Oh, tune in again in 2 weeks on October 31st. That's right, Halloween, for a non-Halloween episode. It will not be a special Halloween episode, just warning you right now. That's not what it's going to be, but tune in anyway because it'll be good. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds of My Head.